What's going on? Welcome to episode number 33 of the Warrior Soul Podcast. This is Chris Albert, and today we have some really special guests. Actually, three guests. The first is my good friend, Matt Cooper. Matt is a biohacker from up in San Francisco, and he's coming on the podcast today because we are dedicating this episode to ketosis. And Matt is also my co-author on our new book, Keto Camp. Now, what is ketosis and why is it so important? Well, ketosis is where your body switches from burning glucose to burning ketones. And ketones are fatty acids that have been converted from the liver from your fat stores through the liver into little bits of energy called ketones. And there's two types of ketones. There's beta hydroxybutyrate, and then there's acetylacetone. Now, the reason why I'm going into this is because the other two guests on this episode have created a product called Ketogenics. We've got Rob Rogers and Gary Millette from Ketogenics, and these are exogenous ketones that you can take that will put you into ketosis. Now, why would you want this? Well, one of the main difficulties that people have with a ketogenic diet is actually getting into ketosis. It actually takes a bit of time for your body to switch from burning glucose to burning ketones. And during that time, you can get lower energy, get headaches, and a few other kind of negative things. But those things are really temporary. And once you're adapted, you start to feel really good. With Ketogenics, you automatically start getting ketones into your bloodstream that get absorbed up in your brain. So you don't have that problem with switching over. So if you're beginning a ketogenic diet, or just if you want to burn more ketones and less glucose, Ketogenics could be a really valuable tool. We go into a lot of different things here on this podcast and different applications. Particularly, we focus on the applications for active duty military. With my background as a Marine Corps infantryman and Andrew's background as a special forces operator, we both agree that if we had this product back when we were in the military, things would have been a lot easier energy-wise. I just remember feeling so brain dead after eating MREs and living off of them for a while that it was really hard to focus, and you know, all those days kind of using tobacco to try to stay awake, coffee and anything else I could get my hands on, energy drinks, all these things. I really wish I had something else that was a lot cleaner that I could have used to get a more steady supply of energy. The other thing I want to mention here is that we try to make everything in this podcast as understandable as possible. There is quite a bit of science behind ketones and ketogenics and ketosis in general. So what we try to do is stray away from those really big words and keep things down to layman terms. But that also means that in some places we may have oversimplified some things or maybe missed something. And if you find so, just let us know and we'll be sure to try to cover that kind of stuff in our other content. And if you're interested in trying out Ketogenics or learning more about ketosis, we're going to have a lot of this information loaded up on our show notes, which you can find at www.warriorsoulagoji.com under the podcast's blog. And remember that this is episode number 33. Additionally, Matt and I have just finished our book, Keto Camp, and we are putting out the book along with a very special 30 recipe cookbook and an entire course on ketosis. In it, you're going to find an entire guide on keto adaptation. So you're going to learn how to get yourself into ketosis. You're going to learn how to maintain ketosis once you're in it. And you're going to learn about what types of supplements and micronutrition you should be taking along with a ketogenic diet to stay as healthy as possible. We also include training plans for the adaptation phase and the maintenance phase. And we show you how to tailor the diet to your own needs. If you're an athlete, maybe a pure ketogenic diet isn't going to work for you as well as a cyclic ketogenic diet would. So we show you how to do all of them, and we show you how to tailor your macronutrients and tailor your diet according to your lifestyle. We're also including membership in a private Facebook group where we'll be able to mentor you through the process and handle any questions that you have. So if you're interested, check this out. It's at www.warriorsoulketocamp.com, or you'll be able to find the link on the show notes for this episode. So that's that as far as announcements. And without further delay, let's get into the show. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. All right, everybody, welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast. This is Chris Albert, and I am here with my good friends Andrew Marr and Matt Cooper. And we have some special guests here today, and I just want to tell a little story about this. A couple of years ago, I was a bodybuilding coach, and I was in Las Vegas for the Olympia, and I was at the Expo. And one of the things I like to do is go around and take a look at the ingredients of all the different products that were on offer there. And I was walking around and I'm looking, and everything's pretty much the same thing when you go to an expo like that. And one thing you got to realize is that this isn't a giant convention center, and people are handing out protein supplements to bodybuilders, like lots of protein supplements. So people are taking these things with reckless abandon. And by the end of the day, that giant convention center smelled so bad that I'm talking people are taking non-digestible protein, bodybuilders, and it was really, really bad. But there was one product, when I walked up and I looked at the label, I was like, what, really? They did this? This, I can't believe they actually did this. And it contained ketone salts, beta hydroxybutyrate. And I tried it, and it made me feel absolutely amazing. And I have Rob Rogers and Gary Millett here today from Ketogenics. And I wanted to give them a chance to come on and talk about their product, to talk about ketosis, to talk about the impact that this product can have on people, on the industry, and also on veterans who are operational out in the field, in active duty military or operational out in the field. So, Gary, Rob, I want to thank you both for coming on. We also have Matt Cooper here. Matt is a biohacker from up in the San Francisco area. He's also my co-author on the new Keto Camp book that we have coming out. And, of course, Andrew's here as well, retired Special Forces operator. So, guys, thank you so much for coming on. Can you tell us a little bit about Ketogenics and why you guys came up with it? What was the idea behind it, and where'd you find this?
Well, first, Chris, it's great to see you again. I remember that expo like it was yesterday. And again, you look great, Coop. Andrew, it's awesome to meet you. Heard a lot about you, Coop. We've talked quite often. Very impressed. And then Andrew, of course, we've read a lot about you, and incredibly impressed with what you're about. Let me surmise, I guess, real quick, and then Gary can jump in. The real quick version is we have been following Dr. Dominic D'Agostino. I'm a former pro athlete. Gary's a former collegiate jock, if you will. So we knew about supplements. We didn't know anything about selling supplements. We were really serial entrepreneurs. We've owned a lot of businesses. We owned one previous business together previously. But after reading and more Gary reading about Dr. D'Agostino and this thing about ketones and what they were doing for the Navy SEALs, and Gary can get into that, it was really interesting. But you guys probably remember 4 years ago when he even said the word ketone, it was negative. Right?
Yeah.
You know, ketoacidosis, people would think raspberry ketone, Shavli is not a ketone. So that really Dominic, which is, you know, obviously one of the smartest people in the space, he's really the one that got us into it. We heard about this patent. Gary and I went down to the University of South Florida a few times. And really we took a leap of faith. You know, it was the amount of money we put into it. People thought we were silly and we didn't know what we were doing, because not only did you have to, we ended up licensing the technology from University of South Florida, but then you had to turn that into a product. And so therein lies the story. Gary, you got, want to add anything?
Hey, Jeff, thanks everybody for having us on the program. And it's actually nice. I haven't seen any of you guys before, so this is great to see face-to-face, even though we're connected by video. So thanks for having us on today.
Thank you.
The challenge that we see is that you've got two things going on at the same time. One is that I think everybody on this call would agree, we're at a tipping point in our worldwide health. We see all the symptomatic responses of our society getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And we see right now, I saw a statistic the other day that 133 million Americans have one or more chronic diseases. That's 47% of our population. And I don't know if that just stuns me, but I imagine it stuns all of us on this show. But when you take a look at the hockey stick situations with type 2 diabetes, you take a look at the obesity rates, which has gone from 11% in 1960 to right now it's 72% in 2017. Mm. And when you take a look at that overweight calculation, there's nothing that explains that besides diet. And so when you start to really research and get back into us as human beings, and you really take a wide-eyed look at this, back in the 1950s, 60s, we were just simply lied to. The sugar companies bribed the Harvard scientists. I think we've all heard that story with Ansel Keys. And then we developed this absolutely upside-down food pyramid, which had at the very bottom all of these carbohydrates, and to eat, you know, 12 shares of that a day. So we've gone from a society and really a human culture that used to eat a lot more fat, and it used to eat less protein and far fewer carbs, into a society in which all of that has been flipped, to where the American diet consists right now between 60 and 70% carbohydrates, and the balance being protein. And then we had a few things happen along the way. The Atkins diet came along, which was high protein, low carbs. And wow, one out of ever 11 Americans was on that diet. I don't know if you knew that. Really? It stunned us when we found out that that was the largest followed diet in the history of man. And so when it happened, however, is that we ended up from that huge amount of protein, you know, some adrenal burnout and some kidney issues. And so that kind of spent itself. But I think what intrigues Rob and I about this whole area of ketogenics, the whole science behind it, is we believe that's the way man naturally evolved. And when you really trace back and find out that every fetus, all of us on this call, and every one of the people listening, we were born in ketosis. And that is the only way we as human beings develop the size of brain we actually currently have in 9 months. Can you imagine the size of brain we developed in 9 months? It never would have happened on glucose and carbs. Mm-hmm. Just not enough energy, just not enough nutrition. And so when you really get down to it, and Chris, you were talking a little bit about, you know, some gut health issues, right? Some colitis and things like that.
Yes, sir.
What's very interesting is when I ask all of you, name me one allergy to fat.
Can't.
You can't. If I say, name me one allergy to carbohydrates, we could spend the rest of the hour naming them together.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's, well, I mean, a few things there. One, absolutely. I can name you off 10 different types of carbohydrates, 10 different foods that I'm currently allergic to that would cause me to be sick over the next 24 hours. But beyond that, in ketosis aside, just looking at the data since 1976, when we started really looking at a high carbohydrate diet for heart health, if you look at the statistics, just the serious statistics of people suffering from heart disease and diabetes, it's done nothing but go up. So whether we're going to sit here and debate about a ketogenic diet or not, you cannot deny that the data is telling us that we're all doing something wrong. And it boggles my mind. My girlfriend works in a hospital, and I told this story last week. She's got a friend who's a surgeon, and he's a cardiologist, and he runs marathons. He developed heart disease. Not only did he develop heart disease, he developed colon cancer. Now, this is a guy who followed all the protocols for marathon running, who did distance running his whole life, ate whole grains, fruits, everything his whole life. And I'm not saying that fruits are bad or anything like that, but if it was just him, this would just be an anecdotal story. But if you look at the data from triathletes competing back in the 1990s, when the high carbohydrate diet was all the rage, they were dropping like flies. So something we were doing is wrong. And one of the reasons why we bring this stuff up here on the Warrior Soul podcast is because in the veteran community, we're currently going through a plague. There's a plague of depression. There's a plague of post-traumatic stress. And there's a plague of veteran suicide and symptoms from traumatic brain injury. And we could all sit here and say that's the consequences of war. But man has been going to war for thousands of years. And when we sit here and we do not arm ourselves and arm our bodies with the tools to become resilient and recover, I think that we're setting ourselves up for things like this. I'm not saying that we can prevent all the horrors of war and post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury. But if you look at what we've been feeding our service members, sugar, preservatives, high carbohydrate MREs, and if you look at that diet and you examine what's causing a lot of this stuff, Andrew here went through traumatic brain injury and what he discovered was one of the leading problems with why his traumatic brain injury was so bad was inflammation. When you look at the diet, we're not setting these guys up for resiliency or success.
Well, Chris, when you look at it, the protein, man, I can't tell you from the time I started lifting weights around 10 years old until very, last 6 months, still get as much protein as possible, mm-hmm. 2 grams per body weight if you're really serious about it. And then you find out, gliconeogenesis, which I'll have Gary and Rob kind of expound on. But basically it says, if you take in an excess of such amount of protein, guess what that gets converted to in your body? Sugar. And so it's the same thing as eating carbs, which again, I would say the majority of us had no idea. And so, Gary, Rob, what was kind of, what was it like when you guys first understood that and then found ways to kind of offset that through this product that we're talking about?
It's interesting. As a former pro athlete, I used to play pro baseball, and your point, Andrew, I started lifting weights probably too young, but I think I started lifting weights at 8. And exactly like you said, I was taking, I was still taking anywhere from 1 to 2 grams of body weight. And so I got in an argument with Dominic and Gary. Because basically I said, you guys are telling me for the last 25, 30 years, everything I did was wrong. And this was prior to having the product. Dominic just laughed. He goes, yeah. And so Dominic, who's a very big guy, and I'm a guy that spends 2 to 2.5 hours, 5 to 7 days a week in the gym. And he's sitting here going, well, I work out 2 or 3 days a week and I
you know, and then he'd tell me what he eat ketogenically. And I just said, this goes against everything I've ever been told. So, yeah, there's, you know, even today, imagine 4 years ago, as I said earlier, as Gary said earlier, ketosis is basically exploding. But 4 years ago, again, there was nothing. But sadly today, and Gary and I travel all over the world, the information out there is wrong. People are learning more, but it's still so bad. And Andrew, to hit on what you said, inflammation, and Chris, that's one of the biggest benefits I've seen. You know, I can go to the gym now, work out 2 hours, and in my younger days, I'm 52 now, I'm stronger at 52 than when I was playing as a pro athlete in my 20s, which to me is crazy. But I go to the gym in my 20s and 30s, and I'd leave there after a hard workout, and I'd be sore. You know, I might be sore for 2 or 3 days. I go work out now, and I leave, and I tell Gary all the time, I'm not even sore. And so obviously being in ketosis, but taking the supplements had a major impact.
You know, Andrew, let's go back to a comment you just said a few minutes ago about gluconeogenesis, if we could. I think a lot of people, diet is kind of interesting, and we've all gone through the 45 different fad diets that we've seen in the last, 10 years, right? But the reality is, it really always comes down to one very basic thing, biochemistry. And if you get the biochemistry right, that's what the body wants to see. The body doesn't care if you're a vegetarian. It doesn't care if you're a carnivore. It doesn't care whether you call yourself a vegan. It doesn't care what you call yourself. It's irrelevant to the body. The body just understands what's the basic biochemistry that it's going to operate on, and you can call yourself anything you want, okay? But what I think is really important for, I think, your viewers, Chris, is that maybe we should take just a couple seconds and explain the difference in the biochemistry, because that's where the bulk floats. And if there's really two energy systems that the body is supporting. It'll either use glucose, i.e. the synthesis of carbs into glucose, and then the cells will uptake that glucose vis-a-vis this hormone called insulin. And that transport molecule has to attach with glucose in order to be transported into the cell to be used. Okay? That's one system of generating energy within the mitochondria or the cell itself. The second process is, interestingly enough, one that synthesizes fatty acids into either fatty acids themselves that the muscles can use or into ketones. Okay? And then ketones, of course, can be transported to almost every cell except for the liver and the red blood cells and platelets. But here's a couple of things that I think would be very interesting to elucidate for the listeners. Is if I was just to describe the two differences in the fuel substrates, here we have carbs and glucose, and then we have ketones and fatty acids. So if I was to say, okay, well, let's see which one would you prefer, okay? So let's kind of do a quiz for you guys. Okay, so would you prefer to have a fuel that produces 2.5 times the energy per gram or a fuel that produces 2.5 times less fuel? Which one of those would you pick?
I'll go with more.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Andrew was first at that question. Guys, you're lagging behind here. So here
they're running on suboptimal fuel sources.
Yeah. Well, I saw you. Here's the second question. Would you rather have a fuel that creates 10 times the free radicals or one that generates 10 times fewer free radicals? And for people, free radicals are what damages your cell membranes and a bunch of other things. So which one of those would you have?
Fewer.
Number two, hands down. Yeah.
Okay, hands down. Okay, here's another one. This one fuel source, you can only store about 2,000 calories of. And the other fuel source, you can store about 500,000 calories of. Which one would you pick there?
The second.
Yeah. So, okay, Chris was, I'll keep peachy, Andrew. Okay. Here's the next question for you is that if you were able to pick a fuel that didn't require the combination of a complex transport mechanism to get it into your cell to process versus a fuel that went right in, didn't require a transport, didn't even require the, say, the brain to call for it, it just went in as soon as the blood level got high enough. Which of those would you prefer?
Yeah, that one, the one without the middleman.
The middleman, exactly. So, guys, the quiz score is the fact that every one of you picked fatty acids and ketones over carbs and glucose, because in reality, carbs and glucose is a dirty fuel. It's not very efficient. And the reality is you can't store much of it. And
right.
that's what I think is so powerful about what we're learning is that we evolved as human beings on that fuel of fatty acids and ketones, and we were born into it. So the question that Rob and I have asked ourselves, and what's beautiful about what you guys are asking is the same question: how do we get back to it? And how do we get our bodies oriented towards the fuel we evolved with? And that's our quest.
Right.
Is that helpful?
Yeah. I think it is kind of ironic, too, when you bring that up, because it's almost like we're going back to when we evolved and taking a step back in order to take sort of a quantum leap forward as human beings to optimize our health.
Right.
And I think that if you look at the data, I believe this is the first time in quite a while that we're actually going to be projected to live less. Our average lifespan is actually turning down. And I think when you look at the diseases that killed us in the past, it was all things like the fact that, you know, we were much more opened up to bacterial disorders and diseases, infections, the fact that we didn't have hospitals. So a lot of people, like, you know, the average lifespan went down because people were to die during birth, mothers as well. But when you look at the data now, we're actually experiencing a rise in what you call Neolithic diseases, things like type 2 diabetes, a lot of neurodegenerative disorders. And so I think that when you talk about the ketogenic diet, exogenous ketones, things like that, I think that anything that can help us get away from that is going to help us move forward. And I'm glad you did mention, you know, mitochondrial function, Gary, because, you know, the one common denominator across all, you know, diseases, being out of shape, every negative aspect of health you can think of is going to be damaged mitochondria.
Hey, Matt, can you explain that, the mitochondrial density, just for viewers and mitochondrial health?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you throw it back to biocollapse, the mitochondria are going to be the powerhouse of the cell, and that is from a cellular level outward, essentially where your energy is produced. And so in a nutshell, anything you can do to support your mitochondrial health is actually going to help you become a super ager. It's going to help you get in better shape. It's going to help you burn fat better, get more energy, think more clearly. And as Gary mentioned, when you make that shift over from being more of a carb and sugar burner over to being more of a fat burner, which is more parallel with our own genome, you actually support your mitochondrial health, which in turn supports literally everything else.
Awesome. Awesome. There's a lot of science being done on that right now. There's a lot of science being done on mitochondrial density and ways of increasing mitochondrial density. One of the things I've noticed is when I went on to the ketogenic diet, it was completely by accident. I did it out of desperation. I was in the middle of an ulcerative colitis flare up. I decided that I was going to systematically eliminate every single thing I was eating at the time in order to try to come out of the flare-up. And prior to being in that flare-up, I was eating 8 meals a day, you know, 60 grams of protein per meal. You can do the math on that. Plus about 45 to 50 grams of carbohydrate per meal. And you can do the math on that too. And I wasn't including, I had no fat in my diet. The only fat I had might've been coming from, you know, the chicken that I was eating at that time. And maybe the one egg yolk I was eating. And I remember walking around being in a like a complete daze where I had literally, I would forget things. There was a time when I was driving home from the gym and I lived in Orange County, and all of a sudden I looked up and I was in downtown LA. Like that's how bad I was. I would fall asleep randomly. It was the craziest thing. But when I switched, I was fully expecting to lose every bit of muscle mass and strength I ever had. And then two, I was expecting to be completely energy depleted. But, after a few days, I was, astounded because my energy went through the roof. Now, this is just me, and I'm not saying that everybody else is going to have this experience, but this is what people are experiencing when they've switched over. And it's this type of thing that Matt's talking about with increased mitochondrial density. I was never an endurance athlete in my life. I was never somebody who could run or do anything. And after doing the ketogenic diet for a while, I completed a Spartan Beast, 12 and a half miles. It nearly killed me, but I did it, and I was able to do things like that while maintaining, a lot of strength, squatting 405 pounds for repetitions while training for a Spartan Beast. I was never able to do that in my life. It was just I was so astounded with what this can do.
And Gary and Rob, I've got into ketosis in three different ways. And the only three that I know of, but maybe there's four, it's by fasting, by actually eating a ketogenic diet, and then by using the Ketogenix product. And again, so seeing the benefit in all of those, but I can say specifically taking the exogenous ketone, my gosh, in the morning I took it and 30 minutes later I was hitting on all cylinders. And I mean, an increased amount of energy and clear-mindedness that lasted me through the day. But here's what I really loved about it. I never thought about eating. Not once. Is that pretty common that people are finding, your customers are reporting back?
Yeah, they did. What Chris said, that's a great story, Chris. To answer your question, Andrew, yeah. It's a very interesting product. I'll compliment Gary. This version, which we call Prime, is Gary's baby. And he really did. He developed an incredible product. I don't want to say everybody, because again, just like you guys are talking about, and you guys are so smart, everybody's body is different. But what we are seeing is because of the product, the salts or the beta hydroxybutyrate that's put in the product gets absorbed immediately into the blood. So that's why, within 10, 15 minutes, the ketones are going straight to your brain. You get this rush. So you get this energy. And even as a founder, Gary and I are the founders of the company, when you talk to Dominic and heard this thing again about ketones, you almost don't believe it. Because again, it goes against everything you believe in. And back to what we were talking about, I was like, as a former athlete, why haven't I heard about this before? When I played, I was in the era of steroids, and good or bad, I didn't take them. Maybe I should have, but I'd still be playing. But that's the era I played in. And I was like, okay, so why didn't I hear about ketones? Ketones almost sound better than steroids. Again, when you take the supplement, you feel the energy. And yes, Andrew, it's pretty common about the appetite suppression. And Gary will get into this because this, as you guys know, this thing, this which is very popular right now, this intermediate fasting and the benefits. I'm a guy that I just had to eat every 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I was just always hungry. And if you told me I could go 14 hours without eating, I say, one, you're insane, or two, I'm dead, because there's just no way that was going to happen. And on the supplement, the ability to go 12, 14 hours without eating, you can do that. And I don't know if you want to hear any more on that.
Let me ask you a question. Would it be helpful for everybody on your podcast to kind of understand the place exogenous ketone supplementation has in a ketogenic lifestyle?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Andrew, you kind of led us into that. And as a kind of precursor to, how do we today, in today's environment, take advantage of science? And so Andrew is absolutely right. The first way I experimented with getting into a ketogenic diet was fasting, and then the second way was changing diet. And both of those are tough. And the period of time that you get to that point where you're really feeling good again can be anywhere from three days to 2 weeks, just depending on your metabolism. But in my particular case, it took me about 5 days to get to a point where actually I was feeling better instead of feeling really crappy. And so what exogenous ketone supplementation allows us to do is do something the body has never been able to do, and that is to take in ketones directly and utilize those ketones, which kind of blows that myth out of the water that I think we should talk about. Is we've all heard this myth, okay, and that glucose is the preferred body fuel, okay? Well, we've exploded that myth. That myth is dead, okay? We've taken a stake and put it through the heart. Mm-hmm. So here's what happens with exogenous ketone supplementation, specifically the engineering we did with the Ketogenics Prime, okay? So there's two major component parts. Well, there's actually four major component parts, but let's start with the first two. The first one is exogenous ketones themselves in the form of beta-hydroxybutyric acid, okay? Mm-hmm. However, you can't take beta-hydroxybutyric acid. It would burn a hole right through your stomach. With a pH of 1.3, it's probably not going to work too well.
Mm-hmm.
So we've engineered that into a salt mixture. And when I'm talking about salt, I'm really not talking about like table salt. I'm not talking about putting a chloride or a sorbate or any other molecule with it. I'm talking about taking the exact ion, like a calcium or a sodium or magnesium or a potassium ion, and combine it directly to the ketone. Now, what happens with that is, as you can imagine, is, and you guys are all athletes, so you know this, when you go into a ketogenic lifestyle, you need more electrolytes. Well, what better way to supply the electrolytes than combine it directly with the ketone? So in the product, we start with what we call quad BHB salts. And so when the body digests this BHB salts, it takes in the ketone itself directly into the blood, and then it releases the specific ions you need for electrolytes without any waste. So now you have sodium, potassium, magnesium, and calcium, the four main electrolytes, in a blended manner that actually helps support that ketogenic lifestyle. So that's the first segment. We also integrate and engineer into the product is mid-chain triglycerides in a specific configuration, okay? What happens is those travel the path through the hepatic system, the liver. And through that, they are so very close to producing acetyl-CoA, or the first step in the ketogenic process. And in three steps later, what they've done is they've created acetoacetate, which is another ketone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what's really important here that's kind of fun is that we've experimented with this a lot. And if you're in ketosis and you take beta-hydroxybutyrate salts alone, it can shut down your actual natural ketogenic process. And the reason for it is the body is detecting, wow, I got too much of this,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have enough of that. And that enough of that is the acetoacetate component. So when you integrate that MCT with the BHB, what happens is your body believes it's in natural ketogenesis. And so now it's developed acetoacetate. The body looks at that and says, hey, I'm in a ketogenic equilibrium. I've got acetoacetate, I have beta hydroxybutyrate, the two energy ketones, and then it will flip-flop back depending on what the body needs. But the other thing that Dominic was very helpful with is that he'd done a lot of research on metabolites, things that make ketones work better. And so what we've done with Prime is we've integrated and engineered with that those metabolites that really take advantage of ketones to actually, you know, Andrew, when you take that and you go, wow, I feel like $1 million, it's all of those components working in kind of a synergistic manner that actually bring ourselves to almost a, I would say, a super level of ketogenesis. And for those of us who are in ketosis already, if we titrate that product over a span of 1.5 hours, 2 hours, we elevate our ketone levels by 1 to 2 millimoles per liter, and it stays there. Andrew, you just said to yourself, how long does it last? All day.
Yeah, I mean, 12 hours, you know, minimum. Exactly. And that's just because I ate in the evening, you know, that's pretty routine. So I ate again, but it wasn't like I had to. It was like, oh, I feel great. It, no crashes in energy, no residual, you know, negative side effects. And again, our audience knows us. We don't talk about anything if it's not true, or don't promote anything if it's not providing a serious value. And this is exactly what this product was doing for me, and I know Chris and others as well. So incredible, incredible value, you know, that you guys put together.
Yeah.
We've talked many times, Matt, about how important it is to have the right science. I mean, you just can't get past science that works. I mean, it is, that's where the game plays. And so we want to complement the biochemistry of our body. We want to utilize that biochemistry. So when we developed Prime, Ketogenics Prime, we wanted to complement the ketogenic process and add one more layer of something that we all struggle with, and that is compliance, right? Everybody's been through that. If we've all been on a ketogenic diet and we didn't have Prime to help us through those periods of time where, you know, maybe you want to enjoy a few more carbs. Maybe you want to go out and party with some friends, okay? The problem is you don't want to spend the next 4 days getting back to where you were before you did that. And isn't it neat that at the end of the day we can get back to that state in 60 minutes? I think that's probably one of the best features of the product, is it allows us to have a diet that doesn't shackle us to the strictness of a conventional ketogenic diet. It allows for a lifestyle that's much more normal.
Yeah, and I think to put it in lay terms for everybody watching/listening, is that supplementing with exogenous ketones is almost akin to like installing software on your body that puts you in a higher threshold of ketosis, or if you've been pulled out of ketosis, can help you re-enter ketosis. And I think that's the easiest way to think about it. If you're already on a ketogenic diet, it's only going to enhance things. And if you've temporarily gone off the diet and or having trouble getting into ketosis initially in that rough setup phase, it can absolutely ease the transition. Speaking of intermittent fasting, that's something that I've done for years now. And one thing I would like to point out is that sometimes when I've purposely gone off the rails and ingested maybe more carbohydrates for some type of athletic performance, or like Gary said, done it simply for, you know, just for lifestyle purposes, like for fun or social reasons, I've done more prolonged fasts. Sometimes it's as simple as like 18 to even 24 hours. Most recently, actually, for more of my immune function, I wound up doing a 40-hour fast. And one of the things that helped get me through that was actually ketogenics. And I didn't have any sort of ill effects, didn't have any sort of suffering. It didn't even feel like I was, like, missing the food. I'm not recommending that to people at home necessarily, but definitely for if anybody who's trying to do fasting and struggling with it at first, until your hunger hormones reset and you can get used to that, I would definitely recommend doing exogenous ketones in conjunction with IF or intermittent fasting.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, especially the for people who are new to this, when they try the ketogenic diet, they go through the adaptation phase, or they start the adaptation phase, and people are like, oh my God, I have a headache. I feel like crap. You know, I'm nauseous all the time, you know, and then they demonize the diet itself. And that's part of the process, but something like this can definitely help. And there's some things in here, you know, I just want to mention your proprietary bioenzymatic blend. There's some things in here that are pretty ingenious. I mean, you're including alpha GPC, increased permeability across the brain blood barrier. They'll help the ketones get in there a lot quicker. You got acetyl L-carnitine in here, which is actually going to help with the mobilization process. That's pretty amazing, right? I mean, to have all this stuff in one product, and then, you know, this mix of amino acids here again is going to help with the permeability, and then the caffeine and green tea extract. You know, when we're talking about the longevity of that awesome feeling, I mean, those two combinations, that's going to create some pretty cool longevity because of the L-theanine and the green tea extract. So you've got a pretty complete product here. One thing I also want to point out to the viewers, though, is that given that this is something that's hot right now, I'm talking about ketosis in general, the fitness industry is going to be the fitness industry. And the vultures, I think, are already circling on products that are not as complete. And I've seen some pretty horrifying stuff, ranging from like products that were solely based on seed oils, which are going to be really high in omega-6 and raise inflammation, and don't even include ketone salts, to some other pretty crazy stuff out there. Gary, Rob, you know, what do you think about, and I don't want you to, I know you're not going to go off into competition, but what do you think about the fitness industry in general right now? And how do you think your product is changing perceptions out there?
Yeah. You know, you brought up at the beginning of the show, Chris, where we met, we got asked to be at Mr. Olympia show. We weren't even envisioning going there. And I guess to the show's credit, they heard about the supplement. And, you know, they basically really were aggressive to get us to come there. So when we went there, it was very interesting because I didn't think we were fit. Because, again, when you think of that space and you see the beautiful bodies and these ginormous bodybuilders, carbs, 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 and protein. And, you know, it was interesting because we didn't do any marketing. And no one really knew who we were. And if you looked at our packaging, it was so early, we put that together really quick. So we certainly didn't do anything to promote or promote ketones. But it was very interesting. Word got out. And by the second and certainly the third day, the booth was just inundated. But it was by people, they were like, this is too good to be true. And there's no way that you guys created this product. We were very interested because we didn't think anybody would even know a lot about ketones. But even back then, there was, I'm talking about 3 years ago, the knowledge about ketones was a lot higher than I thought. But what was most interesting to me was the number of these big bodybuilders that were coming in, one of which was crying and was telling us the story of how ketones had changed his life. And I said, you know, I find this so fascinating. You're telling me, as big as you are, that you're in a ketogenic state. He said, absolutely. And I said, that just goes against everything that I've been taught. And I go, so why don't we hear more about that in this community? And he goes, you will. He goes, it's going to explode. But he goes, I'm so glad that people don't know about it now because it gives me such a big advantage. And because he was talking about when you typically get cut up for a show, and this isn't my element, but he said, I used to be so tired and I'd feel sick. And now that I'm in a ketogenic state, he goes, I just blow everybody away. And so I would say since that show in that community, yeah, the knowledge of ketones is really exploded. But you're talking about, with ketosis that's on what's called a hockey stick. Mm-hmm. And it's a curve that hasn't been seen for a long time, probably back to what Gary said, the Atkins diet. So with that craze, you could just imagine the people now that want to get part of it. Sure.
Yeah.
So to your viewers, yeah, they have to be very careful because in the supplement space, there's a lot of good companies, incredible companies. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are companies that just want to take advantage of a high craze. And so there are a lot of products out there that aren't very good. So you just have to be very careful about what they're saying. And to what you said, Chris, Gary again did a phenomenal job of putting, you know, this product together. And it is, you know, I'll flat out say it is by far the best exogenous ketone product that's in the market. And it's only going to get better.
Yeah. So, you know, what Chris, you're mentioning is so true that we found in this supplement market is there's as much misinformation as there is good information. And as you get a trend like the ketogenic trend, is there going to even be more misinformation? And I think it comes back to what you guys are trying to accomplish with your ebook is you're trying to give them information that's actually true and accurate. And what we want to do as a company, we never want to be the company who fairy dusts a product and says, hey, it has some ketones in it, okay? Because just like anything else, there's products that say it has something in it but don't do anything. So there's thresholds of ingredients that are required to be blended together and engineered together that when they are, you get a result that you three are getting, and Rob and I are getting, and everybody who we hope is taking Prime is getting. What we really want to always separate ourselves out is we always want to be on the side of something that works and works well. So when people talk to us, they'll say, you know what, this is the best thing I've ever taken. This has helped my life. It's helped my parents' life, my kids' life. That's where we want to be focused. And so our product engineering is all about making something that works. And I think that's a very, very good point you made.
But I want to hit on one thing is the company, when Gary and I started the company, the premise of doing it really was we were blown away at the problem with kids' obesity. And that's really why we started the company was how could we impact kids' obesity? And the challenge with that, because you can't affect the children until you start affecting the parents. And so if the parents are going to eat bad, unfortunately, the children are going to eat bad. And so we kind of got sucked into this weight loss space, and I'm sure we'll talk more about all the other benefits that ketones have over and above weight loss. But this isn't a gimmick. We didn't just do this and say, hey, you can take the supplement and then continue to eat bad. Our whole mission as a company is, yeah, the supplement is amazing, but it's also a lifestyle change. And we're talking, you know, the biggest person, company, industry we're attacking is sugar. That's our enemy. And if people can just try and cut back on their sugars, there are good carbs. You guys, you know more than we do. But if you can cut back on the sugar and you can cut back on the bad carbs and with a supplement, you can make dramatic changes to your health. But we are about our premise of our company is it's a lifestyle change. You know, it's not just taking the supplement and continuing to eat bad. It's more than that.
And Rob, you spoke on the children. Gary, let me. Is this a product that's acceptable for a child to take? And if so, you know, what's the earliest that you would recommend a child, you know, substituting or starting this supplement?
Well, I think that's a great question. You're probably going to want to start them with less than a full packet. I mean, you guys have all felt what the effect of it in a full packet is. Mm-hmm. So what is interesting to that effect is that, you know, we've all heard about this syndrome called chronic fatigue syndrome. Okay, it is sort of like one of those medical terms that they give when they can't figure out what's really going on. Okay, that's like the metabolic syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like if you can't figure it out, you have metabolic syndrome. Okay, but You know, it used to be, and I've changed my opinion on so many things since I've started this journey, is that let's take somebody who's sitting on the couch and they tell you, I can't get up. We're saying to ourselves as athletes and people, just get up and go out and do something, right? That was my opinion before. But what if you can't get up? What if you physically don't have the energy to get up? I mean, I've changed my opinion so much about that. One of the key elements of Prime is it helps you get up. And if you take the first step of getting up, maybe you can take the next step, and that is to cut out your sugar. And then you take the next step of reducing your carbs, take the next step of starting eating dietary nutritional fat. Pretty soon, you've taken these baby steps into better health. Well, that's even more important for children, because children that are obese, they don't feel like getting up. They don't feel like doing the same thing other kids do. And that's the parents' fault. But you know what? If all of us on this call could do something to help that, this product can help them get up and feel better. And so back to your question, if you can take, I would say, if you take somebody 5 and up and you start giving them a quarter or a half packet and seeing how that impacts their activity, when you feel more active, you are more active. We've all had that same phenomenon, true?
Mm-hmm.
So what if we can just do that for kids? What if parents could just start their kids who are obese feeling better? Because when you start feeling better and then you start looking better, you actually end up emotionally better. And I think that's a big part of children obesity, is that they have so many pressures on them that it makes them spiral down instead of spiral up. Our job is to help them spiral up.
One thing I want to point out too is that, you know, if you're a first time user of this product or anything that has MCT oil or ketones in it, you don't just want to dump it in and then chug it, because you're going to be having some issues if you do that. So you definitely want to start with a partial dose and then build yourself up.
It is a great detoxer, I would have to admit.
Yeah. And
yeah, at that point, and that's another great point, Chris, is everybody's body's different. So some people are going to be able to take, you know, could take a full pack the first time and be perfectly fine. Some people, yes, they're going to have to kind of work their way up. So we always tell people, start out with a half a pack. And then depending on how your body starts feeling, then you can wean yourself to a full pack. But, you know, Andrew, back to the kids, it's so funny. I was just in Indiana with my niece, who's an athlete, and she's about 9. She's like, can I take this because I want to be a better athlete? And she's a swimmer, phenomenal swimmer. And so, yeah, she's on. She should start taking it. So, absolutely, children. Obviously, they check with their parents and maybe even their doctors. But we've seen a lot of children take it and having very good results.
One thing I did want to give you guys some extra props on, just sort of an unexpected use for Ketogenix Prime. One thing that Chris and I and Andrew were actually talking about before is the use of the ketogenic diet and also exogenous ketones as a metabolic therapy. And one thing I think we'd all like to get across here is how it's useful not only for people who are looking for physical transformations, but also, you know, mental performance as well. But in addition to that, too, part of why it can also help certain kids is also because of its effect on the neurological system. And when Gary talks about helping someone just get up, I think one of its most profound therapeutic uses is going to be on the neurological system. In one example I have a client who had a concussion earlier in his life. He's about early 30s now. I think it was about when he was a teenager. And so he actually lost his sense of smell since that concussion. And a combination of a more of a primal ancestral diet, creating sort of a cumulative constellative effect with the ketogenic diet and also Ketogenix Prime, also not only gave him some great, you know, fat burning results, energy results, but it actually helped him regain some of his sense of smell more recently. Wow. I felt was pretty profound because, you know, here's someone who's not known what it's like to smell anything in his life, which could be a blessing or a curse, depending on the smell. But he's talking about looking forward to smelling coffee in the morning. And I think that that's pretty cool use for your guy's supplement too. You know, that maybe doesn't get as much coverage by the mainstream fitness community, as Chris put it.
I agree. That is a great story. And, you know, as we said, we kind of got, there's such a problem with obesity. It's kind of hard not to be brought into that with what ketones and certainly the supplement can do. But, you know, another big area we've seen tremendous results is with people with diabetes. And I can't tell you how many people that have taken supplement that are type 2 diabetics on metformin that are no longer diabetic and have been cured and go back to their doctors, and the doctor's like, what the heck has happened? You know, they've obviously lost some weight. They feel great. And sadly, I think what would have happened, a lot of these guys and gals that go to the doctor, if they had gone before and said, hey, should I take the supplement? Many times we hear the doctor say, no, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And the ones that are fortunate to not listen and go on the supplement have had great results.
The other thing I think would be kind of interesting to talk about a little bit, because of Andrew and your experience, is this whole concept of traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress syndrome. And those are very, very big neurological issues, okay? So one of the things that I think would be helpful to understand is that the brain is the most complex organ we have, and it's also the most energy-rific, if I might, right? It consumes between 25 and 33% of all of our energy. So it's hungry all the time for something that it likes. Mm-hmm. So when we were talking a little bit before about preferred energy sources and how we've kind of exploded the myth that glucose is not the preferred energy source, let me add something that could be helpful for the community that is really interested in what do I do with my brain? How do I impact my neurological system? What power can exogenous ketones and a ketogenic lifestyle have on that? I think when you take a look at it, and this is what we found in terms of pathways that might be most interesting to the listener. When you have a brain that is utilizing glucose, it has to signal out to grab glucose and grab insulin, and then it has to pull it across the blood-brain barrier, physically pull it. So expending energy and a mechanical event of that signaling and pulling that across the blood-brain barrier. Here's what they found about ketones, and this came in research that they're doing on Alzheimer's and dementia, is that when your blood level of ketones gets to 0.5 millimole or higher, you realize the ketones automatically go to the brain and are pushed through the blood-brain barrier. They aren't pulled. It becomes a passive effect into the brain. That's really huge, because in the case of what you were talking about, Matt, about the concussion, if the body has the ability to just simply, when it raises its ketone levels, to push more ketones into the brain, what does that tell you about the preferred fuel of the brain and what it wants? It wants to suck every ketone out of your body it can.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's really where it is at. And that's what's so exciting about studying that neurological effect of ketones, is that the brain wants them. The neurological tissues want them. The heart and kidneys want them. And so the fatty acids get relegated to the muscle, because the brain and the neurological system wants to suck all the ketones you can make. Yeah. And that right there is such really great evidence for people suffering from some type of mental or neurological trauma.
So, Gary, on that note, with you, you know, since you hit on the pathophysiology of it all, do you think that in the near future we'll see sports medicine integrate nutritional ketosis and or exogenous ketones into concussion protocols for, say, the NFL or MMA?
Yeah, I'll hit on that, Matt. We have had, you can just imagine corporately, we have just exploded. So, I mean, our days are 18-hour days, which I know, Chris, after reading your incredible book, you're very similar. So when we first started this, we spent a lot of time, Andrew, we didn't hit on this with the military. We were probably down, we were in the East Coast probably every other week. Once they heard about what we were doing, they asked us to come down there. And when Gary and I first went in this, Sergeant got up and started hugging us, which I thought was odd because we didn't know him. And he goes, "You guys figured it out," because he said, "No, the military's been studying ketones and ketogenesis for years because they've known about the benefits, and you guys are the first one that have actually developed the product." So yeah, I think between that, Coop, and we've been approached with people in the NFL and people doing special things with concussions. I personally think yes. I think one day ketones are going to play a huge benefit in sports and anything that have to do with concussions. And I think one day, and hopefully we can spend more time with Andrew, the military, going forward, I think we're going to have a huge impact there.
I guess my recommendation would be this, is that if you really think about it, any athlete, especially any contact athlete that has even a chance, and this would go for people in the military for sure, because that's certainly a contact sport, in my opinion. Why wouldn't you supplement? Why wouldn't you have ketones in your blood all the time? Isn't that sort of like having your first aid kit on board? That's the way I look at that. So what if you didn't need it? So what? But what if you do? Because what we've seen in traumatic brain injuries is that the brain gets closed off to being able to process energy. Well, it doesn't get closed off to processing ketones. Why not have, if I'll tell you what, if I had children that were in the competitive athletic space, there's no way my child would go on to a competitive athletic field or an event that didn't have ketones in their blood.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I just got to say, we've had expert after expert on this podcast, experts in brain health, who have discussed what they believe are the essentials to brain health. And every time it's fat, right? We've had Dr. Michael Lewis on here, the author of When Brains Collide. You know, he's helped take people out of comas with omega-3 fatty acids. We just had Dr. Brent Courtright, who talks about neurogenesis and the idea that we can actually keep growing our brain into our old age. And again, the secret there is fat and the type of fat. And I think we're seeing it over and over again. And what I just want to emphasize to everybody out there is, you know, if you're a young Lance Corporal or specialist or a private in the Marine Corps or in the Army, and we understand that it's really hard to do a ketogenic diet. And so what we're just trying to do is put information out there to you. But what we're really trying to get to is those policymakers, the policymakers who've just taken office right now, who are just starting to set their sights on what they're going to do over the next 4 years with the Veterans Administration and with the Department of Defense. Understand that when we went into combat mode over a decade ago, there's some things that led to us having the problems that we have today. And what we're suggesting here is that we take a look at the entire system and start to change it, because again, it wasn't working. I know we're over the hour mark here, and I just want to give everybody a chance to deliver their last comments and things like that. I want to be real respectful of your time, Gary and Rob. Andrew and Matt, any final questions?
Well, I would just say, you know, as a risk mitigation factor, it's like Gary said, it's a no brainer, no pun intended. If you're in a contact, if you're in a contact sport, if you're around explosive, you know, blast waves at a chronic state, you need to take certain precautions. So you can look at it as a risk mitigation. Or if you're the younger guy and you say nothing can touch me, that's fine. Look at it as an enhancer of your capabilities, right? So it is human performance is being enhanced for all the reasons that we've said in this. And again, on a personal note, in social situations, it's very hard to keep on a ketogenic diet and lifestyle. You know, what happens if there's a birthday or we want to go out with friends on a Friday? My daughter, we just celebrated her 7-year-old birthday 2 days ago. Well, we don't have to beat ourselves up for the next week or feel like garbage for the next week afterwards trying to get back into ketosis. We can use a superior product that Gary and Rob have come up with and trump that system and go right back into it within minutes. And I've seen the benefits all firsthand. Those aren't really any questions. I just wanted to hammer home those points. And Rob and Gary, thank you so much for coming on, giving our audience the opportunity to hear more about this, why it's important, but more importantly, some practical applications that they can instill in their everyday lives to feel and perform better. So again, thank you guys.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, I just wanted to, in closing, I would say what I love so much about the ketogenic diet as one diet method, and also in addition to that, exogenous ketones, is that I see their use, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, is more like a spectrum, whereas Andrew already kind of riffed on, you have just day-to-day social, simple health, energy, fitness benefits, things that allow you to just show up more fully in your day-to-day life. And then as we sort of like opened up, you know, a rabbit hole on without going too far down it, there's also clinical settings, both with, you know, the neurological system, concussion protocols and traumatic brain injury. We've seen it used it for autism spectrum disorders and, you know, even someone like a Nick Kersan in Speed of Sport or Marvin Marinovich will use it for advanced nervous system training. A friend of mine and co-collaborator Ryan Freisinger of Cosmic Animals actually used it to open up DNA pathways more and to detox the neurological system. What I'm getting at is what new uses or what is the future do you guys see for the ketogenic diet and exogenous ketones in settings maybe for the athletic community and then for general health? You guys see any like new frontiers for it or anything like that?
Yeah, Gary can hit on this. Yeah, I do, Coop. I think this is just the fringe. I think this is just the beginning. And I think this is going to explode. You know, we've seen so much news come out in the last 18 months about, unfortunately, the food pyramid that we were all taught. It's not anybody's fault where we are today. It isn't. We were all just taught wrong. And shame on the people that did that. And so what we're trying to say to people is it's not your fault. Let's start taking baby steps, as Gary alluded to. The supplement certainly does that. But, Coop, yes, I think this is going to explode. And I think there's going to be so many things, as Gary alluded to, as your listeners can look up. There are so many studies out there on all these incredible benefits of what ketones can do. And I think this thing is just going to get bigger and bigger. I personally believe it's going to be bigger than the Atkins diet. As Gary said, 1 of 11 people were on that. We're talking to people all over the world. And so, you know, the U.S., yes, is 70% of the population obese, yeah. But I tell you what, there's problems all over the world. And we're getting inundated daily from people all over the world that have heard about the supplement. So word of mouth really spreads. So I think, again, I'm repeating, but I think it's just the beginning. I think there's going to be so many benefits.
You know, Matt, you really brought up a good topic. We don't have time to expand too much into, but the ability to utilize exogenous ketones with various protocols and other various supplementation, it opens a world that's never been opened before. And it used to be that if you were in a glycolytic state, you were in a glycolytic state. And if you were in a ketogenic state, you were in a ketogenic state. But what happens when you could be in both? And so one of the things you and I talked about, I think, in our last conversation was this concept of dual fuel. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a lot of experimenting right now with dual fuel. How do we get, now that we can hack, literally hack the energy systems, that's like hacking your car's engine, right? Now that we can hack that, what can't we do? So when do we need to drive full blast with carbs? And when do we need to drive full blast with ketones? Or when do we need to combo? You know, this opens up a new area of science that I can't hardly wait to get involved in. And I appreciate all the thoughts that you've given us on that too, because this is such a brand new world. We're in a new frontier. And I just think it's exciting because the protocol we want to use for not only people who have chronic ailments that they're dealing with, but people who want to just perform better in their everyday life. There are so many different ways we can slice this and dice this. And what we can do with being able to do that is amazing.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys for the eloquent answer and just for coming on and answering everyone's questions in general. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you and Andrew, Chris, thank you for what you've done. You guys, we can't thank the military enough. Gary and I are incredible fans, and even though we weren't in the military, we are so thankful for what you guys have done. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys. And where can people find you on the internet? What's your website address, and are you guys on social media?
We are. So you go to Kegenic, which is AEGENIX.com. We're all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So you just type in Kegenic, you'll find us.
Awesome. Awesome. I want to thank you guys so much for coming on today, and to everybody out there that's listening to this on our private Facebook group as well. Thank you. And for all our general listeners who are going to get this on iTunes and on our website, thank you guys for listening. I just want to say Matt and I are going to be doing a live webinar this Friday to talk more about ketosis and to handle any questions that people might have. So definitely stay tuned to that. The way you get onto that is just to sign up for our Warrior Soul of Goji private Facebook group, and we'll post the link up for that. And we'll definitely be posting all the links up for Kegenics and how you can come in contact with this awesome company and this awesome product. To everyone out there, thank you so much. Continue living your best lives, and we will talk to you all very, very soon. Till next time.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.